regarding reading the Aseret HaDibarot on Shavuot, which is the halakha, is it proper to stand for the Aseret HaDibarot? Logic being that the Jewish people were at the foot of Har Sinai, they were standing when they received the Torah, and now when we're reading the Sefer, it might be proper to stand again to recreate the Ma'amad Har Sinai. The Rambam asks this question in his Teshuvot, and he writes very clearly that it is wrong to stand during the Aseret HaDibarot, because it's showing as if that only this part of the Torah is emet, and the rest of the Torah is not, chas v'shalom. As if to say, the part that was given from God at Sinai, this already is important. All the Torah is emet, every letter, every dot, every tag, every crown on top of the letters was given from Borei Olam to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore we do not show any preference over one aliyah to another aliyah. Therefore it is proper not to stand during the Aseret HaDibarot. However, if let's say the person's father is getting an aliyah, where our custom is to stand when a person's father, let's say, goes to the Torah, or grandfather, or let's say the rabbi. So in such a case, in order to show that you're not standing for Aseret HaDibarot, it would be proper to start standing when the father or the rabbi goes up to the Torah. When he starts to walk up to the Torah, but before the reading itself, the person should stand up. So it's evident that you're doing it not for the kiriyah, but you're doing it for the oleh. So again, halakha l'maaseh, it is al minhag not to stand for Aseret HaDibarot, unless it's somebody that we honor, went up to the Torah, and in that case it would be more proper to stand before, when he goes up. One question that was asked also regarding the minhagim on Shavuot, there is a custom to adorn the synagogue on Shavuot with flowers and trees and all greenery. There is a nice source for such a minhag. The Midrash brings down that when God gave the Torah at Sinai, the aroma of all fresh besamim and flowers was coming out of the mountain. And therefore, to commemorate that good smell and aroma, so we adorn the synagogue and with fresh-smelling flowers. And the reason why we put greenery in trees, because it says, on Atzeret, we are judged on Shavuot, Ilanot, where the trees are judged, Perot Ha'ilan. And therefore, since we're judged, the trees are being judged for the produce, so therefore we put the trees in the synagogue. Although the Gaon de Vilna was against this minhag, he felt it's a following the ways of the Goyim. However, Maran Bet Yosef understood that it is not considered following the ways of the Goyim, because the only time you have a problem of Ubchukotem no Telechu, which is the Isura following the ways of the Goyim, is when they're doing something that has no logic. When they do something that's a hook. However, this over here is not a hook. We understand they're adorning their houses of worship. That's something that makes sense. So therefore, there's no problem if we would do the same thing. And we have a legal reason to do it. The Goyim wear ties every day to go to work. So does that mean we can't wear a tie? Of course not. There's a normal thing to wear a tie. It's for an adornment, for dress code. So therefore, we permissible and proper to follow the Minhag Yisrael, to adorn the synagogue with greens and flowers, lechbod, Hag HaShavuot.